In a study of more than 2,500 infants, which was conducted by researchers at the University of Melbourne and the Murdoch Children's Research Institute, we found that infants who started eating egg at 4 to 6 months had a lower risk of egg allergy compared with infants who started eating egg later. In particular, we found that infants who were introduced to egg at 4 to 6 months had a 3 times lower risk of egg allergy compared with those who didn't have any egg until after 12 months of age. Until recently, it was thought that delaying the introduction of foods like egg might actually be protective against egg allergy. So there were guidelines out there that recommended that infants avoid all egg until after 12 months, or in some cases even after 2 years of age. So what we've found is that introduction of egg earlier, so at 4 to 6 months, does not increase your risk of egg allergy, and in fact, it might even be protective. Recently, guidelines have already started changing because there's no evidence that later introduction is protective. So guidelines have started to say we have no evidence to recommend delaying the introduction of egg. And we've actually found the first evidence that early introduction of egg might be beneficial. Egg allergy is the most common allergy in infants and very young children. We've actually found that around 8% of one-year-olds have egg allergy. Infants with egg allergy, when they are exposed to egg, can have symptoms like hives, vomiting, diarrhea, and in severe cases, exposure to egg can result in anaphylaxis, which is a life-threatening allergic reaction. So the message we would give to mothers is that there is no reason to avoid giving egg. And when you start introducing solids to your infant, so this usually happens at about 4 to 6 months of age, we recommend that egg is one of the foods that you introduce at this age. We would recommend giving cooked egg, so egg like boiled egg or scrambled egg or poached egg, rather than just little bits of egg in cakes and biscuits, because this doesn't seem to be protective. Most recent guidelines released by the Australasian Society for Clinical Immunology and Allergy, which are aimed at parents of infants who might be at high risk of developing a food allergy because there's a family history of allergy, for example, they now recommend that all foods can be introduced from 4 to 6 months of age.